Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
It's that time of year. Hunters are hauling gear to their cabins. Ice fishermen are preparing to haul their shacks. Farmers are putting their equipment away for the season. My folks are moving wood trailers around. Now, some of these tires haven't been moved in over a year, and if they're not maintained, you could be looking at a lot of money. Brad Harris is the manager of Global Agricultural Field Engineering for Firestone. Brad, what do we need to know about maintaining our tires this winter?
Thanks for having me on, Stephanie. When we start looking at tires going into winter, whether it's our car tires, our truck tires, our ag tires on equipment, we need to realize when the temperature drops, the inflation pressure in those tires go down. So we might get on our cars that nasty TPMS light come on. That's just not a sensor going haywire. It means that we're losing inflation pressure in that tire, and we need to get those tires aired up so that they can carry that load as we go into the winter months. So as we're pulling trailers out for the deer hunting season, one of the great things to do is just make sure we got air pressure, the proper air pressure in those tires, put that gauge on it. We can't just look at them anymore. Maybe some guys get the baseball bat out and tap them a little bit. No, let's get that inflation pressure gauge on there. Make sure that we've got the right tire inflation pressure in there to carry the load so that we don't have a removal condition as we're moving it down. When we start looking at like loader tractors for customers using them for feeding cattle in the winter months or different livestock, it's very important that we, A, have the inflation pressure in there to carry that load, but when we get into a muddy condition and then we get freezing and we've got ruts throughout the pass that we're driving, let's not drive directly over some big clods of frozen dirt. That's like driving over a boulder, and it can cause impact break into that tire, and then we've got a tire that won't hold air anymore. So I always encourage customers to let's plan our route so that we're nice on nice smooth ground all year round, so that we're not damaging the tire. For our grain operations that have gotten harvest done, they're getting ready to put things away for the winter, let's do some inspection of those tires as we are putting equipment away so that we can plan for spring 2022. Let's make sure that we don't need to purchase tires before that planting season. With all the different supply issues that are out there, tires are in high demand, and it's not like 2 years ago. If we see we need a new tire, we can't just go down to the tire shop. More than likely, they don't have it in stock, and it's going to take a couple weeks for them to get that. With the Firestone product, we're made in Des Moines, Iowa, so we're not looking at tires that are waiting to be brought in the docks, but we just have a high demand, so it takes a little bit longer. So proper planning is critical this year.
Proper planning for getting new tires, but do people need to get new tires every year? Or, I mean, is there just a way to keep the old ones new?
What we have at the Firestone Ag website is we've got a 7-step checklist. Customers can go online, download it, watch a video of how to inspect their tires on their tractors, their combines, their tillage equipment. Things to look at. If we see cuts and snags in the treader, the sidewall, where we see the body ply cords, we want to get those tires replaced because those body ply cords are what's containing the air. But if we've got a good tread depth to those tires, we don't have any cuts, we don't have any tears in the rubbers, let's keep using those tires. They're perfectly acceptable for that. When we look at tread depth, when we start getting worn tires, if we get into a dry spring, those tires are going to perform just fine for us. But if it got into a wet spring and we're trying to push planting, having a half or a mostly worn out tire, we're going to lose traction in the field. We'll get the job done, but it's going to take longer. So just using that 7-step checklist, it gives customers a good idea of, do I need to replace tires or not? And if anyone's got any questions, I always tell them, go talk to their certified Firestone Ag dealer. They're the professionals. They know the area that they serve, and they can give very good guidance to customers if they should replace them or if they should continue to use them.
Now, when we talk about problem prevention with tires, what about blowing a tire? How do you prevent that? Is it just making sure it's inflated, or is there other things we can do?
Right. So the main thing is making sure we always have the proper inflation pressure in the tire. If we don't check the inflation pressure and we're running it down the road like on a trailer tire or semi-tire and we start losing inflation pressure, what happens is that tire starts building heat, and that excess heat is what causes the rubber compounds to start breaking down. It happens over time, but we get to the point where enough structural integrity has been lost with that tire, and we may see it's low on air, then we fill it up and we head down the road, and that's when we start having those rapid air removal conditions. So it comes down to proper maintenance all the time, not just a periodic thing. So with a truck tire, we don't need to check it daily if that truck is sitting for months on the time. Like with on our operation, we'll only use our truck, semi-truck, when we're hauling grain. So before we start hauling grain, we're checking it. And then we're doing it weekly once we start using it. If it's something that we are using weekly or daily for a long haul trucker or with our cars in our truck, yes, let's put that on a weekly preventative maintenance, especially when we get huge temperature swings. When we're 70 one day and then 30 the next, when we drop into 30, that's a good time to check it. Just make sure that we're not running low on inflation pressure, because it's always important to note, it's not the physical tire that carries all the weight, it's the inflation pressure inside that tire that's carrying the weight. And if we don't have the air in there, then we're hurting the tire.
Yeah, and we're no strangers in Wisconsin or Iowa, for that matter, to the swings and temperatures. How many tire patches are too many before it's time to get a new tire?
When we're looking at patches, again, that's when I defer back into the actual tire dealer themselves. Small punctures here or there, like on an ag tire, if we get a deer antler going through a tire, we can do a couple of those patches in there, as long as they're not huge, very easily. If we're getting into something like a corn stalk stubble and we've got 20, 30 patches, need to put 20 to 30 patches in the tire, that's when the cost becomes too prohibitive. That's when we need to start looking for a new tire. And anytime we've got a puncture in the sidewall of the tire, maybe I've picked up a piece of rebar on my pickup truck going down the road and it went right through the sidewall. We can't repair that. Those, when we get sidewall punctures, that's when we have to repair it, because we just don't have that strength in the sidewall anymore.
And Brad, you mentioned, you know, with supply chain disruption happening, do it early. Plan early, prep early, because you don't know if you're going to be able to get those tires in time for when you need them.
Right. So right now, with just the demand in new ag equipment, tire demand, customers are upgrading because they've been trying to stretch their tires as much as possible. It's just a global demand thing. So luckily, like I said, with Firestone Ag, our tires are produced in Des Moines, Iowa for the ag side of things. So it's just trying to keep up with all that. When we've got offshore supply that's coming in that's either not being produced over in the Asian countries like China and India, that left a huge void within the ag market of just tires to put on pieces of equipment. So customers have been struggling just to find something to put on pieces of equipment. So we want, again, plan early, plan often, because what we've kind of found, if we've got delayed in planning season, we could be losing up to $681 in yield for every hour that we're delayed. So we don't want customers to be sitting there waiting for tires when they can be planning, especially at those high margin costs. So just a little bit of ounce of prevention, a little bit of ounce of planning will help us make sure that we're not sitting there waiting for something to show up. And again, it doesn't prevent us from having an oopsie-daisy during the planting season. We've all been there where we find that deer antler or that fence post that three generations ago had in the field, and we just now found it with the tractor or the planter. But it'll give us that opportunity that when we're ready to go, we're ready to go.
Yeah. And then just one more thing on supply chain. What about workforce? Has that been an impact to Firestone at all? Are you guys having labor challenges like everywhere else?
We are, but we're planning for it. We've got a great workforce in our Des Moines facility. We're out there actively hiring people, bringing them into the factory. The unfortunate part is building a tire is a skill and an art. So if we do hire people on a Monday, it's not like they're going to be at full force on a Tuesday to be able to build. It's a long training period. So we're actively planning for that, looking at the retirement of our older employees, doing things to keep them around as long as possible, but getting the next generation trained and producing product.
Well, there you have it. All things tire problem prevention and job opportunities available with Firestone. That's Brad Harris, the manager of Global Agricultural Field Engineering with Firestone, based in Des Moines. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.